All right, Chairman Edgecombe, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. My name is Lindsay Burgoyne, and I'm the Appalachian Mountain Club's Maine Policy Associate. I grew up here in Maine. I went away to college, and I was eager to come back to the state because of its iconic beauty and recreation opportunities. I have been engaged in the LURC debate for the last 2 years, and I attended all the LURC Reform Commission meetings this fall. And to keep it light, I will say that Representative Duchesne accused me of having no life because I did actually attend all meetings. On behalf of the Appalachian Mountain Club and our 4,400 members in Maine, I'm testifying in opposition to LD 1798 as written. As you've heard today, there are aspects of this bill that we support, and we oppose the bill for several fatal flaws, which would severely undermine LURC's ability to bring proper planning and zoning to the Northwoods and the UT. In Piscataquis County, AMC owns 66,000 acres of land under conservation easement within the UT. We own and operate 3 traditional sporting camps, have built and maintained more than 70 miles of trails. We conduct sustainable forestry, and we're active in the local communities. We have 10 full-time staff that live and work in Piscataquis County and 15 seasonal staff. Both through our long-term involvement in the Northwoods conservation issues and through our more recent role as a landowner in the UT, we've had extensive interaction with all levels of LURC, from the commission, senior planning staff, and all the way down to the local field staff. LD 1798, as written, is contradictory. First, it offers several reforms to LURC that make sense by encouraging regional planning and increasing staff training. Second, it offers a clear path for counties to remove themselves or opt out from LURC, which could lead to the de facto elimination of LURC within the next decade and undercut the laudable goal of consistent permitting across the region. In passing the opt-out provision in this bill, the legislature would be willfully neglecting one of Maine's most unique and strategic natural assets, the 10-million-acre Northwoods. We oppose the opt-out, and we also oppose the lack of legislative oversight on the commission membership. We also take issue with the splitting of permitting between LURC, DEP, the Maine Forest Service, and county government. This provision would negatively affect our recreation-related building and investment in the Greenville area, and we suspect that other landowners, tourism operators, and UT investors will see the same negative effects. The proposal would send large projects to the DEP, small projects to the counties, medium projects to LURC, and forestry issues to the Maine Forest Service. As I mentioned, we own 66,000 acres of forest land in the UT. As you know, we're building trails, shelters, campsites, lodges, all for public use, while also conducting timber harvesting operations. We anticipate unnecessary bureaucratic and logistical hurdles if we have to start dealing with 4 separate agencies instead of 1. Ideally, we would like to have 1 stable, ongoing relationship with the same professional staff at LURC over the coming years. Thank you for your time and your work on this issue.
Very good. Representative McCabe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ms. Burgoyne, for being here. In following, I actually sat behind you frequently, and I only missed one of them, but I often sat in the back. I thought it was more appropriate. In regards to some of the expansion that AMC has had, would you have any idea on the money that AMC has spent on those 2 expansions to?
We have actually done the economic development study, and I would be happy to provide those numbers.
Sure, and just even the initial, you know, you described one of them as a sporting camp, which it is, but it was quite expansive and quite a boom to the economy of Greenville just in the building. So I think it might be helpful for the committee to see what type of project you were able to undertake.
Thank you.